out of darkness, to stand by you as you reach.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In just a few hours, the iconic ball drop in New York's Times Square will ring in the new year. New York City police are on high alert, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The NYPD is going to take no chances, and they're asking for the public's engagement. We've seen that in a recent example during the Luigi Mangione manhunt. If you see something, say something, tell a police officer. There will certainly be plenty of them around here, even starting right now.
And law enforcers say there are no credible or specific threats. The Treasury Department is issuing sanctions against outfits in Russia and Iran for trying to interfere in the 2024 U.S. election, singling out an organization of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and a Moscow-based affiliate of the main Russian intelligence service and its director. A team of U.S. investigators, including reps from Boeing, have examined the site of that jetliner crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. A down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Nearly half the states in the U.S. are set to raise their minimum wages at the start of the year. The pay increases will affect about 9 million workers. Nearly all of Puerto Rico will welcome the new year in the dark. A power outage has hit nearly the entire island.
An island-wide blackout plunging Puerto Rico into darkness on New Year's Eve, leaving 90% of customers, some 1.3 million, without power. The utility that runs the grid blaming the outage on a failed underground power line and says repairs could take a couple of days. It's just another frustration for Puerto Rico's residents, already familiar with frequent outages due to an outdated power grid that's still reeling from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Texas is one of 15 states that mandate annual inspections for non-commercial vehicles. But starting tomorrow, most drivers in the Lone Star State will no longer be required to have their cars pass an annual safety exam. State lawmakers recently removed that requirement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans, like me.
And TV fans, like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens, and a mostly cloudy day for New Year's Day. A high in the low 20s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday, highs only 15 to 20. Sunshine mixed with clouds through the weekend and staying cold, highs drop to the mid-teens. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 26.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Flags are at half staff in Wisconsin in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. In accordance with federal law following the death of a former president, Governor Tony Evers ordered the flags flown at half staff through sunset on January 28th. The 39th president died this week, aged 100. A suspect is sought in the deaths of three people in New Lisbon. The unidentified victims found dead Monday inside a home in the Juneau County community. Police are looking for 47-year-old Virgil Thew. He's described as armed and dangerous. Do not approach. A reminder to slow down from the Wisconsin State Patrol. Drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the optimal conditions on the roads. Snow, ice, or slush will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. Drivers should allow more space between vehicles since it's harder to stop.
If you like big deals and last-minute discounts, visit Fleet Farm through January 1st to take advantage of our year-end clearance event. Save 50% on select toys. Save up to 75% on select clothing. Save 50% on all remaining Christmas decor. And get up to 40% off select clearance fishing gear. Clearance on clearance? Now that's a big deal. Stop in and close out your year with closeout prices. And Happy New Year from Fleet Farm.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. A Fountain City teen is dead after a two-vehicle accident early Sunday morning in St. Paul. According to the St. Paul Police Department, a sedan and pickup truck collided head-on in the 700 block of Shepherd Road. 18-year-old Dylan Severson was driving the sedan and pronounced dead at the scene by the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office. A female passenger in Severson's vehicle was taken to Regents Hospital. That accident remains under investigation. Public health managers in Eau Claire are not saying if there are any local coronavirus cases. Instead, the City County Health Department says they're monitoring the virus. There's been a coronavirus spike across the country, and hundreds have already been hospitalized with the stomach bug. The Health Department's Sarah Seifert says it's the season for the coronavirus, so she says some cases should be expected. Three people in New Lisbon are dead, and police say an armed man is on the loose and is their person of interest. New Lisbon police last night said they found three dead in a home yesterday afternoon. No one's saying who they are or how they died. Police did say they are looking for 47-year-old Virgil Thew. They're calling him a person of interest. They also say that Thew is armed and should be considered dangerous. A woman involved in a February buggy crash in Fillmore County, Minnesota, has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and 3 years of supervised probation. The judge overseeing the case has also ordered Brittany Edgar to pay just over $20,000 in restitution to the Amish family that owned the buggy. Edgar pled guilty to a single felony count of criminal vehicular operation last month. Investigators say Edgar left the scene of the crash on February 16th without stopping to help the family. Three of the nine people in the buggy were seriously injured. Green Bay Packer fans won a border battle. The first border battle tug of war was held at the Stillwater Lift Bridge on Sunday, just before the Packer-Vikings game. Business owners in Stillwater and in Hudson organized the friendly competition as a fundraiser for the first responder associations in the St. Croix River Valley. Participants raised about $4,000 as Packer fans won 3 out of 5 rounds. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There will be a candlelight vigil this evening to remember the Dunn County Corrections Officer killed in a crash on Christmas Eve. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department yesterday encouraged people to turn out at 6:30 tonight at the Sheriff's Department to remember Officer Jeff Reynolds. He died in an early morning crash on County Highway E in the early morning hours of Christmas Eve. Investigators say he was on his way to work at the time. Tonight's ceremony will last about a half hour, and there will also be a moment of silence. Authorities in western Wisconsin are reminding ice anglers to be extra cautious on the ice. With the recent warmer weather, those venturing out on the ice need to check ice conditions daily, as the melting of ice has caused the ice to vary in thickness and be unsafe. Within the last week, several people have been rescued from the icy waters in western Wisconsin. There's a hospital merger in Black River Falls. Crone Clinic and Black River Memorial Hospital are combining into Black River Health effective immediately. The hope is that the merger can better serve Jackson County and western Wisconsin. Black River Health says reports show people in Jackson County have worse health outcomes than the average county in the state. Chippewa County is looking to possibly replace the Highway M bridge in Lake Holcomb. The bridge is now 74 years old and in rough shape. The county has lowered the weight limit on the bridge the past 2 years. The worry is the bridge may collapse. The only problem is it would cost as much as $15 million to replace the bridge. No one is saying where the money will come from. County leaders will meet about that bridge next week. 2004 had a little bit comes to Wisconsin weather. UW-Madison Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Services John Martin said tornadoes were a big story, with a first-ever recorded tornado in February. May and June were among the rainiest on record. May was the 10th wettest month for the whole state, and June was the 6th wettest on record. Our extremely wet May and June was then followed by prolonged drought. The statewide average temperature in 2024, 31.4 degrees. That was roughly 12 degrees warmer than the average between 1991 and 2020. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin is celebrating the state park system's 125th anniversary by holding first day hikes on New Year's Day. The Department of Natural Resources says events are scheduled across the state, including group and self-guided hikes. The hikes will be free, but vehicle admission passes or state trail passes may be required. Some local public libraries have trail passes available for checkout. More information is available at the events calendar on the DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Penske plans for victory at Le Mans. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hello, I'm Steve Post, lead pit reporter for the Motor Racing Network. And although the NASCAR season has come to a close, you can relive all the biggest moments from the year by tuning in to each episode of MRN's Crew Call. Each week, I, along with championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon, delve behind the scenes to discuss race-winning strategies and engage in conversations with some of the biggest names in the sport. You can download MRN's Crew Call wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch us on YouTube and on Facebook.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Roger Penske possesses one of the most successful car owner records of all time, fielding teams who have won multiple events and championships in NASCAR, IndyCar, and sports car racing. For Penske, one key objective remains to be accomplished on his motor racing bucket list.
We took the move into sports cars 2 years ago with Porsche, and that's been a big step for us because one goal we haven't achieved is winning the 24-hour race at Le Mans. And you can't do that unless you got a good car and a good team. And I think that with winning the WEC championship, I've been in Bahrain and Qatar, places I've never been in my life. So I think that sets us up for June of this year.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Packers are off today. They'll return to work tomorrow as they prepare for their regular season finale against the Bears at Lambeau Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers 11-5, all 5 losses coming against the Vikings, the Lions, and the Eagles.
Obviously, we've lost to 3 of the best teams in the league 5 times. That is frustrating because I think we've had opportunities in every one of those games to win the game, and we haven't done that. So that's why I have to answer these types of questions.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The NFC North title will come down to the Vikings and Lions scoring out Sunday night at Ford Field. Both teams 14-2. The winner gets the top seed in the upcoming NFL playoffs. The loser drops all the way down to the 5 seed and would open the playoffs on the road. College basketball, 8th-ranked Marquette returns to Big East action tonight at Providence, a 5 p.m. tip on FS1. College football playoff starts tonight with Boise State and Penn State squaring off in the Fiesta Bowl. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Big results from holiday tournaments and classics as we head into the new year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A very happy new year to everyone out there, but before we celebrate 2025, let's take a look back at the final week of high school sports for 2024. The DePere boys basketball team dropped a tough matchup against Wisconsin Lutheran just before the holiday break, but the Redbirds rebounded in resounding fashion with a pair of high-profile victories at Concordia University in Mequon. First, it was a thrilling 75-73 victory over previously undefeated and D3 top-ranked Milwaukee Academy of Science on Friday, as senior Badger commit Zach Kinziger scored 35 points. He'd add 24 points the next night as the Redbirds down D2 second-ranked Wauwatosa West 68-52. After setting the school's career assist record a couple weeks ago, Amory senior Carter Wolin showed he's also one of the state's top scorers, pouring in 52 points, another school record, in a blowout win over Hayward. Prairie du Chien senior Blake Teary was named the WFCA Small School Offensive Player of the Year this fall and again proved why he's one of the top overall athletes in the state with a championship at the Bi-State Wrestling Classic over break. After scoring a major decision in the semifinals over Aquinas' Tyson Martin, who had defeated him earlier this year, Teary won the 215-pound title with a 4-2 decision against Port Washington's Garrett Kaczynski, who had beat him in the event finals last year. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites state citizens to plan a winter-free fishing weekend clinic January 18th to 19th. Help share the joy of angling with others. More details when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is asking clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or a stamp for trout or salmon. Interested citizens should submit the event registration and material request forms by Wednesday, January 8th. To access those registration materials online, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov, then simply search Free Fishing Weekend. Anglers ages 15 and under may fish without a license any day of the year. Therefore, organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing. Also remember that no ice is safe ice. A strong ice safety message is recommended to be stressed at every clinic. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but local bait shops and fishing clubs should have current information. Again, search Free Fishing Weekend at dnr.wisconsin.gov for more details. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens, and a mostly cloudy day for New Year's Day. A high in the low 20s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday, highs only 15 to 20. Sunshine mixed with clouds through the weekend and staying cold, highs drop to the mid-teens. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 26.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and happy New Year's Eve to all of our listeners out there. Another year has gone by, another year of crazy markets, and wow, what a way to end today's marketing year. We're going to talk all about what happened in that trade, and it has become, I think this is year number four, tradition to have Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners join us on this last marketing day of 2024. And Jeff, first of all, happy New Year and a happy belated Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You bet. Same to you. And it's great. It's always fun coming on, especially at the end of the year. What makes it even better is to be able to come on. And today we've got price action like this. It's just tremendous.
Yeah. Like I told you before we started the program, I had a farmer call me today to ask if my numbers looked as good on my screen as they did on his. So having said that, what was your thought about the way we traded and then closed out today in both the corn and the beans?
You know, it was really good to see. I wasn't quite sure what to expect when we came in, from our trade yesterday. We ended up having, a little bit of weakness as we finished out the trade yesterday. But we came in and we saw the strength picked up. If you take a look at the March corn, it traded all the way up to 459 today. And that's a new high for the move. And as a matter of fact, we've got a new high close for this move at 458 and a half. We'd have to go all the way back to June 24th to find the date in which we'd actually been at this price level on the March futures. And it was good to also see that new crop, December 25, was up 4.75, at 4.43 3/4. And it was good to see that market moving along too. Then we go on over to the soybeans, and the soybean trade did have a nice finish also. We know that South America weather and South America trade and what's going on down there is having a big impact, but regardless of all that, we were still able to have a good close. With the March futures at 10.5, up 18.75 as we look for that. That's also a new high close for the move and also a new high for this move too. So it's always good to see that. Bean oil was able to come back around. It had been trading mostly lower most of the day, but it was able to move higher. We continued to see some strength out of soybean meal. Soybean meal had a new high close on the March futures for this move. And then we did even see some green on the screen for wheat. Chicago wheat was up 3.25, Kansas City up 3.5, Minneapolis up a couple. And then we did also have a little bit stronger market in the crude oil market. So all that came together to give us a good close, Susan.
Well, definitely a great way to end today's marketing trade. So why did you see as the biggest strength mover that we saw in this corn market?
Yeah, as we dig into that corn market, what's really interesting, demand has been decent. And we know we tightened up our stocks going back, in the December WASD report. And when we take a look at the stocks to use ratio and we look at what that means for price and just to give you an example, if we were to look out and say, if we were at this 11.4% stocks to use and we are out there at the March WASD report, what would that suggest for us for a price on the May futures? And that that would suggest about 475. And, you know, and we're within about a dime of that. So fundamentally, we'd have to say that this market is supported. But I think as you dig in a little bit deeper, what we'd say is that, you know, the funds, once they reversed their position and started adding to their long in that market, and once they went ahead and were able to trade over the 200-day moving average this week, that just kind of gave that market additional boost. And it's nice just having some weather problems coming out of South America, kind of also giving us a tailwind also on that corn market.
Was there any technicals that you had to look at for the corn?
Yeah, you know, as we dig in and take a look at the technicals, there are some key things that we need to be focused on the corn side. You know, that 200-day moving average, as we look at that, you know, I'd mentioned earlier, we traded up to 459 today. And if we look at the resistance that we've got coming at us, there's some resistance above us. We would say at 459 and a half, that's our next level of resistance. That was the low price, believe it or not, Susan, going all the way back to February 26th. So that was a low. We broke down through it, you know, back in June. So now that becomes a resistance point on the way up. And then as we look up, we know we've got resistance up that 468 and a half area. And then also at the 471 area. Now, I'd mentioned that 200-day moving average. The reason that that is so important is that gets to be an area where the funds above that, the funds will want to add to their long position. But if we would pull back down below it, then the funds, I would say, will start wanting to sell off some of that position. And the key number to write down there is that that 200-day moving average comes in and gives us support right at that 449 and three quarters area.
So what about the soybeans? I mean, they had some decent strength, and I even saw a few on social media showing, you know, fireworks going off as they talked about the soybean complex.
Well, the soybean complex has been a real interesting one because, you know, if we sit back, we think about, you know, big stocks that are being talked about in South America. We also had a big crop here in the U.S. And we really bring it all back around. And if we go back to really last week, and we put in a low down there on soybean meal, and I think a lot of this weather that we're having with Argentina, we know that there's some dry conditions, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but that got the market kind of fired up, and once we ended up seeing some concern on weather, over on the soybean meal side, we know that if we go back to the commitment of trader report that came out, and that would have reported back to, you know, October or back to December 24th, which would have been on Christmas Eve, and would show that we actually had a record short in place on the soybean meal side. And the funds started getting nervous. And the reason they got nervous is that Argentina's the number one exporter of soybean meal. They represent about 37% of the world's soybean meal exports. So once they started buying back that position, then that started supporting the soybeans themselves. And those two coming together gave us enough strength to bounce this market up higher, Susan.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We come back, we're going to talk more about what's happening. You just heard Jeff talk a little bit about this weather. We'll talk about this weather rally and how he sees that factoring into the market. Also, we'll look at, is there the chance? I mean, we finished out pretty darn good today. Is there a chance that momentum could continue as we get ready to hit the brand new year? Stick around. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues one final time in 2024 with Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And I don't care how you look at it, Jeff. I think weather is always going to have a dominant factor, and Mother Nature kind of overrides all when it comes to these markets. So you talked at the front half about a weather-driven rally. What are you seeing right now, and where is it in that rally sense at this point?
Yeah, it's kind of really kind of strange that we're sitting here, you know, the last days of December and looking into January and going, and we're in the middle of a weather rally. And it's like, what in the world's going on? But that's the thing that's changed as South America and Brazil and Argentina and also Paraguay and Uruguay, as all those countries continue to produce more, they continue to export more. And as a result of that, it gives us another chance to have weather challenges that can happen this time of year. And that's what we're seeing. The Argentine weather, you know, their soil moisture has been okay, but they're not in great shape. And now what we've had happening is that over the past, call it 10 to 15 days, they've probably picked up about 75% of normal precip across their major, you know, corn and soybean producing areas. And keep in mind, they're in varying stages. Some of their beans have just got physically planted. You know, others of them are further along, of course. And from the corn side, they're just getting wrapped up on their corn planting. But there's also some of it, 10 to 12% already in the tassel stage. But what's got the market's attention is the forecast. So if you dig in and take a look over the next 10 days, what's going on, and this is just using the European weather model, you would suggest that Cordoba, which is a very important soybean and also corn producing area within Argentina, is only going to pick up about 49% of what normal rainfall is. Buenos Aires would only be about 56%. Santa Fe, which is another very important producer, is only about 17%. And some of that dryness also does spill over into the southern part of Brazil. For instance, Rio Grande do Sul, very important corn and soybean producing state within Brazil, is going to only pick up about 23% of normal, and Paraná is about 35%. Now, as we move forward, what it sure seems like is it seems like maybe there could be some better rains that could catch parts of maybe the southern part of Brazil, but it does look like there's going to be some dryness left in parts of Argentina. But what we have to be very, very careful about on a weather-driven market, whether it happens this time of year or happens during our summer, as fast as this market goes up, it will come down even faster. And I think it's important for us to kind of think through, okay, what are the different stages in this weather-driven rally? So initially, what you have is you have the forecast of what looks like are going to be some drier conditions. And then the next stage is that, you know, actually that dryness happens. And then the next thing that comes about is that you'll hear discussion that, well, if it stays dry like this, we'll see our crop conditions, you know, start getting lower. Some of the conditions will change, and maybe some of the more of the crop is moves from the good to excellent ratings to the fair, the poor, the very poor. And then from there, that actually happens. And then you move from there and you start hearing people talk about, well, if this keeps going, then we could start talking about reduced yields. And then you actually start having reduced yield talk actually come about. Well, we're in the very, very early stages of this. And to be honest with you, Susan, I don't think we'll physically get all the way through all the stages. Just knowing how South American works, we know we've got a La Nina setup, and it's kind of mild to maybe slightly strong is kind of where we're in there, but it's not a real strong La Nina that gives us the atmospheric setup for this. But as a result, there are some forecasted better rains as we move out there, maybe by January 20th. Now, what we have to realize is as weather conditions make their way into this forecast, that will turn this market around quick. So we're going to have to watch this particular rally very, very close, because if the weather does change down there, this market will turn around. It will take us lower. We'll see soybean meal prices go lower. That will also spill over and put some weaker prices on corn also.
So then let me ask you this. When you talk weather, what about here in the States, as there are areas of winter wheat that hasn't really hit its dormancy yet, and we're going to get some cold temperatures in this early part of January?
Yeah, and I would say if we were sitting here 20, 25 years ago, I'd say that would be a big deal. In the market, you would usually trade that. But unfortunately, the posture of the market now is that, you know, they'll say, yeah, it may get cold, we might have some freeze, but let's see how it actually exits dormancy if it eventually does go into it in some of these areas. So I would say overall that probably won't do a lot to help this market. But one of the key things I think we have to think about, Susan, what's it going to take to keep this corn and soybean market going higher? Well, we're going to have continued weather problems coming out of South America, and in particular, warmer and drier conditions. Now, if that would move from from Argentina on into Brazil, then that would even give us more strength. But you know, that's really what we're going to have to keep this thing going.
Well, finally, anything real quick we have to do marketing plan-wise?
Well, I'd say get ready to make some sales here on both the old crop corn and old crop soybeans. I wouldn't do anything yet on the new crop side, Susan.
All right, sounds good. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X at formerly Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
And that is the final Channel Final Bell for 2024, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Happy New Year from the Rural Radio Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. With 2024 coming to a close, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning into the program and take a look back at the major stories that shaped the industry of agriculture over the last year. I'll have more when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. Yes, looking back over the past 365 days, these were the stories that moved our business. First up, drought. Again. Drought was one of the defining challenges of 2024, with the eastern Corn Belt hit particularly hard. States like Ohio and Indiana saw yields drop as much as 15% due to months of below-average rainfall. While timely rains helped farmers in Iowa and Illinois fare better, national row crop production took a hit, pushing grain prices higher. On the livestock side, ranchers in drought-stricken regions struggled to secure hay, forcing many to downsize their herds. Next up, flooding wreaks havoc on planting and harvest seasons. Spring floods in the upper Midwest delayed planting across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arkansas, and South Dakota, leaving many fields waterlogged. Later in the year, Hurricane Lean brought even more devastation to parts of Appalachia, flooding fields just as soybean and cotton harvests began. Farmers leaned heavily on crop insurance, proving yet again how critical risk management tools are during extreme weather events. Third on the list was HPAI, or highly pathogenic avian influenza. It continued to plague the nation this past year. In states like Iowa and Minnesota, millions of birds were culled, driving egg prices to all-time highs of $7 per dozen this holiday season. And it wasn't just poultry. California's dairy industry felt the sting as well. Over 500 dairy herds in that state have been impacted, contributing to a 3.5% drop in milk production last month alone. Producers nationwide spent millions on biosecurity measures to protect their operations. And finally, supply chain disruptions added to the pressure. Labor disputes at U.S. and Canadian railways and West Coast ports earlier this season caused major headaches. Grain shipments faced delays, fertilizer supplies tightened, and livestock feed costs soared. With the potential for more port strikes in 2025, we might not have seen the end of this one. I'll be back with more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look,
but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
From drought to disease, 2024 tested the resilience of American agriculture. But as always, farmers adapted and pushed forward. We know challenges await us in 2025, but so do some tremendous opportunities. Keep doing what you do. I look forward to talking to you all next year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens, and a mostly cloudy day for New Year's Day, a high in the low 20s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday, highs only 15 to 20. Sunshine mixed with clouds through the weekend and staying cold, highs drop to the mid-teens. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 27.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. The country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night, after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. We'll be right back. could probably ask you the same thing.
Another round, girl, what you think?
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink, so make it 707.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you want, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night, I got a bottomless tab, so let's go. Shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock, it's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't got. Till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock that's gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've known about you for a while now. When he leaves me, he wears a smile now. As soon as he's away from me, in your arms is where he wants to be. But you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he gave his name. Never see his face in the early morning light. You have his mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have his nights. But does he love you? Does he love you like he loves me? Like he loves me? Does he think of you? Says he needs me, and that he wants me, that he believes. he deceiving me? Or am I deceiving myself?
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. I'm keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Yeah.
show Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life